This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 342 for Thursday, April 6th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market ended the trading week higher despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. While European rapeseed made gains, Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were both in the red. Crude oil prices were steady to lower. There will be no trading on Friday due to the Good Friday holiday. The Canadian dollar was down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that the country's economy added 35,000 new jobs in March. The May canola contract was up $7.70 per ton at $771.40. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in the decline, while wheat was mixed with a negative bias. U.S. old crop corn sales totaled 1.247 million tons for the week ended March 30th, up 20% from the past week and up 60% from the same week last year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So far this season, 32.2 million tons of old crop and 2 million of new crop have been sold. The USDA also reported that 3.27 million tons of corn were exported in the month of February, up 3.3% from January. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has left its Argentine corn production estimate unchanged at 36 million tons. The May corn contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.44. More than 155,000 tons of U.S. old crop soybeans were exported for the week ended March 30th, down 56% from the previous week and down 72% from the same week last year. New crop soybeans saw 48,000 tons of cancellations, but 1.7 million tons in forward sales. Also, more than 245,000 tons of soy meal were sold during the week, while a marketing year high of 27,500 tons of soy oil were sold. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange kept its estimate for Argentina's soybean crop at 25 million tons, as soybeans and soy products there will have a new exchange rate of 300 pesos per U.S. dollar starting on Sunday. The May soybean contract was down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.93. More than 193,000 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for the weekend in March 30th, up 28% from the week before and up 24% from the same week last year. Also, 1.87 million tons of wheat were sold and exported in the month of February, 5% more than in January. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he and Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki will announce a solution in the coming days regarding the influx of cheaper Ukrainian wheat into Poland, which has raised the ire of Polish farmers. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.76. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.65. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was unchanged at $8.74 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, we wish all of you a happy Easter and Passover. I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.